Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 559, The Zen Habits Guide to Letting Go of Attachments by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Thursday, welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you every single day to help you live a more meaningful life, covering personal development, productivity and life hacks, mindfulness, and minimalism mostly, from some of the best blogs you can find. And this whole week is all about minimalism. And today's minimalist post comes from Zen Habits. So let's hear from Leo and start optimizing your life. The Zen Habits Guide to Letting Go of Attachments by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. I've been finding more and more that the Buddha had it right. Pretty much all of our struggles, from frustrations to anxiety, from anger to sadness, from grief to worry, all stem from the same thing. The struggles come from being too tightly attached to something. When we're worried, we are tightly attached to how we want things to be, rather than relaxing into accepting whatever might happen when we put forth our best effort. When we're frustrated with someone, it's because we're attached to how we want them to be, rather than accepting them as the wonderful, flawed human they are. When we procrastinate, we are attached to things being easy and comfortable, like distractions, rather than accepting that to do something important, we have to push into discomfort. And so on. Okay, if you're ready to accept that being too attached, clinging too tightly is the cause of our struggles, then the answer is simple, right? Just loosen the attachments. Just let go. Easier said than done. Any of us who have tried to let go of attachments knows that it's not so easy in practice. When our minds are clinging tightly, we don't want to let go. We really, really want things our way. So what's the answer then? In this short guide, we'll look at a few practices to help with this. Letting go practices. We can help dissolve these attachments with a few different practices. Number one, meditation. Meditation is simply sitting still and trying to pay attention to the present moment, whether that's your breath, your body, or what's around you right now. What you'll find is that your mind runs away from the present moment, attaching to worries about the future, planning, remembering things in the past. In meditation, you practice letting go of these many attachments by noticing what your mind is doing and letting go, returning to the present moment. This happens again and again, and so you get good at it. It's like muscle memory after doing it hundreds, thousands of times. You learn that whatever you are attached to is a simple story, a narrative, a dream. It's not so heavy, just a bit of cloud that can be blown away by a breeze. Number two, compassion. In this meditation, you wish for an end to your suffering or an end to the suffering of others. What happens is that this wish transforms you from being stuck in your attachment to finding a warm heart to melt the attachment and find a way to ease it. You become bigger than your story when you wish for your own suffering to end. And when you wish for others' suffering to end, you connect yourself to them, see that your suffering is the same as theirs, and understand that you're in this together. What happens is that your attachments and story become less important, not such a big deal, as you connect with others in this way. Number three, interdependence. Try meditating not only on the wish for the suffering of others and yourself to end, but for others to be happy, all others, whether you like them or not. Again, through doing this, you start to see that you're all connected in your suffering and in your desire to be happy. You are not so separate from them. You're not separate, but interdependent. This connection with others helps you to be less attached and more at ease with life. Number 4, accepting. At the heart of things, attachment is about not wanting things to be the way they are. You want something different. That's because there's something about the present moment, about the person in front of you, about yourself, that you don't like. By meditating, practicing compassion and interdependence, you can start to trust that things are okay just as they are. They might not be ideal, but they are just fine, beautiful even. And you start to become more aware of your continual rejection of the present moment and open up to the actuality of this moment instead. Over and over, this is the practice, opening and investigating the moment with curiosity, accepting it as it is. Number 5, expansiveness. All of these practices result in a more expansive mind that is not so narrowly focused on its little story of how things should be, not so focused on its small desires and aversions, but can see those as part of a bigger picture. The mind can hold these little desires and much more. It's a wide open space, like a deep blue ocean or dreamy blue sky, and the little attachments are just a part of it. But it can also see the suffering of others and their attachments. It can see the present moment in all its flawed, glorious beauty and be present with all of this at once. Practice this expansiveness right now. The Zen Habits Method. The way to deal with attachments isn't simple, and it takes practice. Meditate daily, focusing on the breath for a couple of minutes every morning. See your suffering and your story and attachments as you meditate. See this after meditation as well. After a few weeks, add compassion meditation. Wish for your suffering to end, then expand it to others in your life, then to all living beings. Learn to see your interconnectedness with others and practice acceptance of the present moment exactly as it is in little doses, small steps. Practice expanding your mind to include these things and all other things in the present moment. Then when a difficult attachment arises in your daily life, see the suffering, see the attachment, and expand your mind beyond it, giving yourself compassion while seeing that you are bigger than this attachment. Let it be there like a little cloud floating around in the wide expanse of your mind, and then lightly let it float away rather than sinking yourself into it. With practice, this method can result in contentment with the present, awesome relationships, and less procrastination and distraction. You just listened to the post titled "The Zen Habits Guide to Letting Go of Attachments" by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'll leave it there for today. Have a happy Thursday, and we'll continue with minimalism posts tomorrow. Actually, I think 4 of them. You'll see why. And that's in the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.